fancy one that women used to keep the sun off of.
Chinese used to.
I don't know.
Ever heard anybody talk, say parasol?
Yeah, Mary Poppins. They called them. They did.
Okay. Now, when you make up your beds, or does Gary do it?
I do. I do?
By the way, you realize that your marital state has changed since this interview started.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's so everybody listening to the tape won't think you're sleeping with Gary.
Yeah.
No.
We still don't.
If you're making up a bed, what's everything you put on a bed to make it up?
Sheets, pillows, mattress cover, bedspread.
Okay. Any other thing?
Dust ruffle coverlet.
What's the difference? What's then dust coverlet? Explain those things to me.
Okay, bedspread fits the entire bed and it goes to the floor. A coverlet goes halfway down. It covers the top of the bed and it goes to about 12 inches off the bed, and then you have a dust ruffle that goes on around the bed. Hmm. Goes to the floor.
Does that keep the dust off of it?
No.
Is it just called a dust ruffle? What if it's real cold and you need something for extra warmth?
Blanket.
Gary thought you were going to say him. No. Anything else you might use? What about something pieced together?
Quilt.
What's exactly a comfort? Did you explain that?
Comforter.
Yeah.
It's quilted and usually it has fabric on one side, and on the other side it may have a blanket woven in.
Say if Ashley and I came to spend the night and you didn't have enough room to sleep, as you might make down what on the floor for us to sleep on?
Pad.
Anything else you might call?
I can't think.
Would you ever call that a pallet?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Pallet.
Okay.
I almost didn't say it.
Okay, Leanne. Talk about these questions about land and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm not good at that.
Well, you have to be.
Quit moving, you're going to blow the machine down.
That's right. Say you had a patch out there in your garden, something like that, and you grow a lot of stuff in it, you'd say the soil was very... soil that'll grow a lot of stuff is...
fertile.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't say that.
That's good enough. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay.
I was going to have to ask you what... if you didn't say fertile then, I was going to ask you, what about a woman who had about 15 kids? You'd say she's very...
poor.
fertile.
Oh. See, Gary thought I should say rich.
I'm going to get that one later. Poor and rich. See, you just... two things there I was going to ask later. Okay, what about land, flat lowland land along the bottom of the creek? Got any name for that?
Bottom.
That's right.
What about low-lying grassland? You do this land that's just good for nothing but grazing. Got a name for that? A lot of these
pasture.
Okay. And what about land that's got water on it all the time?
Lake.
Yeah, what about it's just water about this deep? You know, when you're kind of boggy? Down in the
swamp.
Mm-hmm. What about soil that's kind of half clay and half sand, kind of rich soil that's part sand and part clay, darkish color that's real fertile, usually. Ever heard anybody talk about loam?
No.
I just told you.
Okay, and if there's people,
I've never heard that word.
If they're getting water off of a swamp or something like that, you say they're doing what to it? They have to do what to get the water off?
Drain.
Mm-hmm. If you put an ing on drain, you'd say?
Draining.
Okay. And what would you have to dig to drain the swamp?
Holes.
What was Gary working on this morning?
Ditch.
Okay. What about the